Life.
Free Talk Live. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features. We give them all away, but you get to create the content. Most other talk show websites tell you what they think is important. Ours is the other way around. You tell us what you think is important, and it works the same way on the phones. You can call in at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything. We're talking about the things that people who are successful do in the morning. Yeah. And, of course, step one to being successful is to actually get up in the morning. I'm not sure how it is that I've managed to make my life work and been so bad.
Think about how much better it could be if you would get up.
Like, I'm bad at it. I've been better recently, like within the last couple months. I think I've been getting up in the morning 3 out of 5 days instead of 1 or 0 out of 5 days. And, it's amazing to me that I can actually still make my life work and, you know, still be such a failure at this. But you're right. Every time I actually get up in the morning, I always feel good about myself.
Well, unfortunately, I believe that there are some people that are naturally just night owls for whatever reason. But the world, as we know it right now, operates in the morning.
I don't know if it's that I'm a night owl. I know I'm not getting as much done in the nighttime.
The world operates in the morning. That's when most people work in our society. So.
But, I mean, I could do other things at night. It's just that sometimes I'm not in that mode and just staying up for the sake of staying up. And it's not good. So getting up early and actually waking up is important. Let's continue with the 11 things people do in the mornings. We've been through three of them.
Three, yes. So number four, exercise. Other than the obvious health benefits, movement increases brain function and decreases stress levels. Developing a consistent habit of exercising is a discipline which will carry over into your business day. Apple CEO Tim Cook is at the gym every morning by 5 a.m. If you can, go for a walk outside or jump on the treadmill and start out slow. This will jumpstart your metabolism and your day. So that's one of my goals this year is to walk in the mornings. Mm. And I struggle getting out of bed, too, so this is going to be very difficult for me. But I'm starting with if I could get up one day a week and walk before I go to work, eventually build up to more. I think that I would be so much better off as far as how I feel during the day.
I'm with you. I feel the same way. You know, I've got a treadmill with a table in front of it, and I spend some time imagining what it would be like to walk on that treadmill and do my emails and things like that.
Is it doable, like to concentrate on something else like that?
Yeah.
If you're walking, yeah. Yeah. I think if you're sprinting, obviously no. But
right. Well, for one, what they failed to mention in here is at least I don't know about the new if there's any new studies on this, but my understanding from being a personal trainer like 10 years ago is if you exercise in the morning, the chances are significantly higher that your exercise will kill you, specifically if you're getting older. So rigorous exercise in the morning. Your body's just you shouldn't be jumping.
When you say exercise, you mean rigorous. You don't mean just a walk on the treadmill.
I do not mean a walk.
Okay.
I mean, getting out of bed.
Pumping iron, doing cardio.
Putting on the shorts and sprinting out of the door and doing 3 miles at the best pace you can or something like that.
I don't know about that at all. I
used to run regularly like that. My life is no better. My life is not better now than it was.
Okay, so running is not something that you enjoy. It's something that I don't enjoy either. But I think that a walk around the block would be a really great way to start your day.
I agree with that. I can see that.
Every day?
Taking this, the nature and all that. That's nice.
Yes, it's nice. And I think it just gives you some time to wake up and kind of think about your day ahead of you.
Well, they have what's called walking meditation, which one could do while walking.
I wake up right now, and I'm still waking up when I'm sitting at my desk at work. Like,
sure.
I roll out of bed at the very last minute. I take a shower. I'm out the door in 10 minutes. And when I get to work, I am waking up. And I hate that feeling.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not going to be driving while you're waking up either.
No, probably not. So number five, eat a healthy breakfast. Your brain and body speed are a function of what you intake. Bagels, muffins, and sugar have the tendency to slow you down. Says here, fruits, proteins, and grains, which some people would find that debatable.
Bagels aren't grains?
Bagels are grains.
Yeah.
I don't... I think protein in the morning. Protein and fats in the morning.
Right on the wheat.
Yes. Anyway, whatever. A healthy breakfast, whatever that means to you, provides a consistent stream of energy without the sudden drop-off. Try a mixture of orange, apple, and lemon juice with a spinach omelet one morning and let me know how you feel. Now, I would say that juice in the morning, that's just straight sugar, and I'm not sure I would advise starting your day with that as a healthy breakfast, but
okay,
what
so,
do I know?
As a personal trainer, you get a lot of sort of information, that nutritional information. That and
about what's good and what's bad.
Right, and it tends to change over time.
Yeah.
So
I don't trust any of it.
It's hard to know.
I agree. I've changed my position on this over the years, but I really firmly believe that sugar is the worst culprit.
If I want to have some OJ, I'm going to have some damn OJ.
Okay, I think sugar is the worst culprit, and I think that fruit juices is probably better. But, you know, fruit juices don't really exist in nature. Fruit exists in nature.
Right.
But
fruit has fiber.
The fiber slows
and
down.
Other things. Yeah. If you're just drinking, like I'll make smoothies sometimes, but since I'm like if you take a juicer, you're just extracting the fruit juice basically and leaving all of the fiber and other things in it. If I make a smoothie, it actually has the fiber still in it.
Now, what I was told is that basically your body burns fat at twice the rate in the morning before you eat anything. So you may have a black cup of coffee, but you may not put sugar in that cup of coffee, and you'll extend this period over time. So this is when you want to do your exercise, but you don't want to do your exercise to get it over. You want to get, you want to do your exercise slow and steady, especially if you're trying to, do cardio and fat building and things like that. It's a steady situation. It's not a muscle building situation. If you're going to do your muscle building stuff, you really should do that stuff at night or in the evening.
Okay.
Afternoon, I should say.
So eat a healthy breakfast, whatever that means to you. I wasn't trying to turn it into a nutrition debate. So number six, kiss your partner goodbye. It sounds cheesy, but most truly successful people have a great home life. Acknowledging your partner and kids, if you have them, mentally relaxes you, allowing you to focus on the day ahead. Don't lose sight of the fact that you're striving to be successful so that they may benefit as well.
I think that's a fine bit of advice, because people should be appreciated. The people that you love should be appreciated and appreciated on a regular basis.
If you get into a car wreck, what's the last thing you want your wife to have heard you say?
I love you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that you feel that way about your wife, Julie. It's awesome. but, you've got some choices to make in life, and you're going to say bye anyway. You might as well say bye, I love you, or whatever. I mean, it's just better.
Yes. I'm smiling thinking about it. It warms my heart. Seven, practice 15 minutes of positive visualization. In his program, Get the Edge, Tony Robbins explains the importance of
that's a long time.
What?
that's
a long time.
Yeah, I mean,
15 minutes.
I agree with.
So you can do it while you're taking your walk,
yes,
or in the shower or something.
Yep.
Tony Robbins explains the importance of gratitude visualization first thing in the morning. In a nutshell, spend roughly 15 minutes thinking about everything you're grateful for in yourself, among your family and friends, in your career, and the like. After that, visualize everything that you want in your life as if you had it today. The effect, elevated certainty in everything you do, and always being in a peak state. Despite how new age it sounds, it had incredible effects on associating success into my everyday life.
I absolutely believe in this, and
it sounds so cheesy when
it
you
is
first
a
hear
little
about
new
it, though,
agey.
Right?
Yeah. Well, fine. The thing is I know that this stuff works.
I agree. It does.
I had such a dramatic change in my life around sort of positive mental attitude and visualizations and these kind of things that, I'm going to sound culty about them because they worked so well for me. There was a time in my life, I'm in prison. Things couldn't get much worse for me. There's this crazy old bald guy who wears polyester pants pulled up to his knee, who keeps coming in and saying, positive mental attitude, guys, positive mental attitude. And, it was laughable. It's absolutely laughable. There's people around with, homemade shanks that want to drive them into you, and he's talking about positive mental attitude. But then after I worked with him a little more, just a little more closely, where he'd come in, you know, and
was he like a visitor who was trying to?
No, he was an
inmate.
He worked there. This was a guy that worked there. He was a counselor.
I see.
A drug counselor. And when I worked with him, I saw how he lived this in his life and how it worked for him, and it totally changed my life.
We're coming up at 855 453. Share your thoughts.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains, crazy opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can share with us your successful habits. When you're up in the morning, getting up in the morning is step number one, but then what do you do? Well, Julia's been going through a list, and we'll continue that list in moments here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Also inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, and a bunch of them. They go back for years. Just click and download. They're yours totally free. Once again, go to freetalklive.com. And if you want, you can also go to our SoundCloud page to access more than just the regular Free Talk Live archives. Because, Mark, you've got the Edgington Post series. It's an interview series that you perform on a relatively frequent basis, at least once a week, typically.
Did one this evening.
Who was the interviewee?
Well, it was a pair, and they had done an article on in Regulation Magazine on the effects of hugging regulations on sort of children in different circumstances.
There's like banning hugging in a school or something.
Banning
like that?
Hugging in all kinds of scenarios.
Those are terrible things.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
So you'll learn more about that if you go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
Right.
You can find the latest Edgington Post episodes there. Also, if you're already at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share for the SoundCloud link, as we will continue here in moments with your calls.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your Bitcoins. BitInstant.com has locations, more than a million locations around the world in more than 30 countries. You can do it from your desktop with BitInstant. They afford you all kinds of different options, whether you want, you know, more privacy or whether you want more convenience, whether you want to be able to do it online, whatever. BitInstant.com makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to their website at BitInstant.com and you select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, so that they know where to send it. If you're going to be funding your through, you know, one of these phones at CVS or Walmart or wherever, then, you know, you can let them know there. You make the deposit. It's that easy. It's BitInstant.com. Bitcoins, if you don't know, are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency made for the Internet that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees and giving you complete control of your banking. It's BitInstant.com.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll come back with a list. How many more do we have?
Four more.
Four more of these successful habits, things that people do in the morning who are successful. What are their secrets? We'll continue that here in moments. First, we've got Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line calling from China. Hey, Gene.
Hey, I like your series on the successful things. I do some of those, and we're not all that successful, but it certainly helps to get the blood flowing early in the morning.
Yeah, if you can afford a couple trips to China every year, you're doing all right.
And about our trips to China and the comparison between governments in China and the U.S., and in specific, what I want to get on is the fiction of government, because I think the American people are more brainwashed than the Chinese people. The Chinese people, for pretty much all of them, hate their government. They know they're a bunch of thugs and criminals, and they just accept that fact and go on with their life. In the U.S., we're brainwashed into thinking that the government is a real entity that has real authority by really good people at the top. In reality, everybody in the U.S. will complain about their favorite politician that they hate, mm-hmm. but then they don't apply those same rules to the politician that they love. They seem to think that their guy is a good guy and he's in there to benefit them, instead of realizing that they're all a bunch of crooks and thugs,
yep.
and they're nothing more than a federal mafia that want to steal your money and infringe on your rights.
I wish I had some kind of thing to follow it up with, but that's great. A great piece.
Yeah,
there.
Spot on.
Yeah.
But in China, everybody talks about what a bunch of thugs and criminals they are. But in the U.S., you talk to the average soccer mom or your policeman on the corner. They all seem to think that somehow or another, our government is different. They're not a bunch of thugs and crooks. But then
they've done a brilliant job of brainwashing people. They've done an amazing level of work, you know, put work and effort into creating this aura of legitimacy that somehow makes them seem like something different than a band of thugs. And there are certain, certain pieces to that puzzle that are very important. The so-called justice system is a pretty important piece. It makes them look like, oh, everybody gets their trial, and so it's fair. And of course, we know it's not. Anybody that pays any attention to the justice system knows it's a joke, and it's not actually justice, and it's the legal system, and it's outrageous in so many ways. But there's that, and then, of course, there's elections, which are another, you know, window dressing to make it look, well, this isn't your average gang. They let you vote for the gang leader. So people have been flummoxed by this, and plus it helps that they run the government. You know, the schools are run by them, too, so they get to do indoctrinating from a very young age.
I used to think that law actually applied in the United States. That's when I became a Christian anarchist, when I realized that there was no such thing as law, and that was back when I was fighting the IRS. I spent 20 years not paying income tax. When my wife became a doctor, we had to reverse all that and start playing the stupid game, otherwise they would take away her license.
Yep.
But in that fight with the IRS, I stood face-to-face with them several times at different hearings. I hired my own court recorder to come in and record the hearings, and I would bring up this, you know, the buzzwords, you know, where's your authority, how do the laws apply, and I would bring all that stuff up, most of which I've forgotten at this point, but I still have those recordings somewhere on my hard drives. But I realized when I did all that, it was all futility because they didn't care about what the law said.
They didn't care
what their own stupid pieces of paper were said. They were not going to follow them. And that's when I realized it's all anarchy. It's all fiction. There's no reality to government. It's just smoke and mirrors, just like The Wizard of Oz.
You know, for me, I hear where you're coming from, but for me, it was the realization, and I think that this is really easy for everybody to get, it's the realization that they don't enforce the laws on themselves. It just took a looking at this and realizing we all know that politicians don't have these laws enforced on them the same way. We all know that. We all know that police officers aren't running around giving tickets to other police officers that are, like, you know, rolling through a stop sign or whatever. There's a special sort of professional courtesy. There may very well be some police officers that try hard to do this kind of thing, but
they aren't well liked.
Yeah, I've never seen the picture of the cop out on with the other cop car saying, "Oh, Jim, you know, sorry about this, bud. I was just watching, and it looked you rolled through that stop sign, man."
Yeah.
You know, sorry about that. I'm going to have to write you a ticket. I mean, this is a ludicrous fantasy. And, you know, once you realize that, you know, these laws don't matter anymore, that a stop sign is, you know, it's not there for safety as much as it's there, for
control.
Revenue generation. Yeah. I'm not saying that there aren't stop signs out there for safety, but if they'd stop putting them everywhere instead of yield signs, so many of these signs would be so much better off if they were yield signs. Then, you know, I mean, they wouldn't be able to do the revenue collection, and people would be more likely to stop at the ones they actually needed to stop at.
Gene, thanks for sharing.
That's another one of my buzz. My main arguments is stop signs. I hate them. And when in China, they don't have stop signs, and people still manage to get through the intersection without.
How about that? Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the legitimacy of the state or your successful morning habits or whatever it is that you would like to share with us. 855-450-FREE. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and share with us, if you've got them, successful tips, things that you do in the morning to be a better, more successful, healthy person. We're going through a list of 11 of them, and they're from a blog?
Yes, a blog called markandangel.com. I've never read it other than this.
But they come up with several top 10 lists.
Yes, they have all kinds of self-help top 10 lists.
Share with us your suggestions at 855-450-FREE, and of course we'll continue taking your calls about whatever you would like to discuss. Also, you can go to news.freetalklive.com and follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. And I don't know if Facebook was the right place to ask this question. I asked on Twitter and Facebook, and usually people are faster and more likely to respond on Facebook. So we got some responses to my question. What are your successful morning habits? What makes you productive? So the questions that I asked on Facebook. And, of course, the first response from Joey Allen, wake and bake.
That would be the opposite of making me successful.
Now, it could be true for some people that a wake and bake actually gets them up and gets them going, right? People respond differently to drugs.
Well, I will say that when I was younger, if I had to get up ridiculously early, like let's say I had to get up at 4 or 5, that mm-hmm. was something that would help me get out of bed because it was something to look forward to and it made the morning more interesting. Mm. Now, this would absolutely destroy my morning, and I would be taking a nap 3 hours later.
For the old folks that don't know what wake and bake means, that means getting up and the first thing you do is smoke some marijuana.
That's right. And if you click the guy's picture,
He's smoking marijuana in this picture.
He's smoking a hand-rolled cigarette.
Yeah, so again, the question was, what are your successful morning habits? I don't deny that there are people out there who they say they get motivated by smoking cannabis, but everybody responds differently to drugs. Some people, you know, just want to relax. Some people just want to take it easy when they smoke cannabis. Mike Billy responds saying Facebook. That's his productive
straight
morning
onto Facebook,
habit.
Huh?
Yerba mate, mate, M-A-T-E with a, what do you call that? The little Spanish thing that you put accent?
Is it an accent? Okay,
over the E? What do you call that?
It's an accent.
Yeah.
Acento.
I don't know what yerba mate is. Does anyone know what that is? Some kind of
isn't that a tea?
Plant or tea?
Yerba is like grass.
E-cigarette and coffee, says Elliot Voluntarius, then get collected and think of my objectives and do them. Now, Julia, you have been working on quitting a caffeine habit.
Yes.
Do you feel like caffeine makes you a better, more productive, successful person?
No, not at all. I mean, other people will make the claim that it does, and I won't deny that for them. But I think that caffeine makes me more tired throughout the day.
Danny Lucas likes to start his morning out with a cigar, and apparently this yerba mate is some kind of a drink. He also references it. What is it?
It's some kind of drink.
Is it like a energy drink or something? Or?
Look, man, I mean, I'm going as fast as I can here.
No, Wikipedia
it appears to be some kind of tea made from this plant material.
Yeah.
So we'll continue with your calls here.
Mate beverage. There you go. It's the source of the mate beverage.
Jerry Green says, wake up, go to the bathroom, drink two glasses of water, work out, eat breakfast that has protein and healthy carbs, no sugar, and go to work. Let's go to Robert.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
Hey, I gotta do the wake and bake. I have to.
Good
absolutely.
Lord.
What happens if you don't?
I have an illness, so I have to have it. I got diabetic neuropathy.
Oh my!
And it some days are better than others, but it's almost like it's like arthritis, you know. It can be very painful. But, absolutely. The wake and bake. I'm a 5:30 guy. And first thing I grab when I get up after that is a couple of glasses of cold water.
It's good to hydrate yourself. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things all day long.
Yeah, I burn wood. The first thing I do in the morning is go out and throw wood in the fire.
That'll wake you up going out in the cold. That's for sure.
Bracing.
And then I go to the Putney Co-op, which is a health food store in Putney. And I meet all kinds of friendly faces and wonderful people, and that kind of makes my day. This is
right
a
on.
Great subject you guys got going tonight.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate your input on it, and thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue with the four remaining on this list. If you missed the first seven, you can always grab our archives later over at freetalklive.com.
So number eight, put first things first. Successful people recognize that not all hours are created equal, and they strategically account for this when planning their day. For most of us, our minds operate at peak performance in the morning hours when we're well rested. So obviously it would be foolish to use this time for trivial tasks like reading emails. These peak performance hours should be 100% dedicated to working on the tasks that bring you closer to your goals.
Mm.
And
yeah, I wish I could stay out of my email box. My email box used to be my problem before Facebook, and now Facebook is a problem in tandem with my email box because I will use Facebook or I will use the email box to alert me to new things that have happened on Facebook if I'm not sitting on Facebook looking for new things that have happened on Facebook. But ultimately, I get emails during the day from, like, you know, if a program director emails me from a radio station, I'm going to want to know about that sooner rather than later. So I don't know if I could stay out of my email box all day. It's part of what I do.
Well, I do something similar. So at work, but I'll leave my email box open and on one screen, and then on the other screen is where I do everything, so I can see stuff coming in. And if something really important comes in, like in your case, a programmer's email, then I will take care of it. But if it's something that can wait, I just wait.
That's I love the idea of doing what you've said.
Yeah.
The practical application for me is that I try to take care of every email that comes through as it comes through.
Because I hate getting behind.
That listeners that write emails to us love writing to me and not to Ian, because I will get right back to them because I want to get that email out of my box. Mm. I'm constantly trying to get my box down to zero, and every once in a while I do it. But I don't do you know, well, when it comes in, I deal with it.
To be fair, I think that it was just giving an example. I think that there are some professions where the email box is really important part of your job, and this may be the case for you and Ian, so I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing for you to be responding to emails in a timely fashion.
Yeah, I don't know.
But using some restraint and I think staying out of the box for some time is important,
sure.
And not to do what I've done in the past, which is basically click around until some new email comes in. I mean, it's a sick addiction.
Right. Okay. So number 9, Eat That Frog. Brian Tracy's classic time management book, Eat That Frog, gets its title from a Mark Twain quote that says, "If you eat a live frog first thing in the morning, you've got it behind you for the rest of the day, and nothing else will be more difficult." In other words, get the hard stuff done first.
Hmm.
Number 10, connect with the right people. Relationships are the basis of business. Communication is the basis of relationships. Successful people associate with people who are like-minded, focused, and supportive. These people create energy when they enter the room versus those who create energy when they leave. Connecting with these positive people in the morning can set you up for a positive day.
And
Yeah, absolutely.
And number 11.
To some extent, you're the people you surround yourself with.
Yes, yep. I agree 100%. Stay informed. Whether you prefer National Public Radio or the Wall Street Journal, spend a few minutes of each morning learning about what is going on in the world. Not only will it educate you, it may change your perspective or inspire your actions for the day. And I think that's certainly not something that either of you have issues with.
What, inspiring actions for the day?
No, being
news.
Informed.
Oh, I see.
Some days I don't do it, though. I'm just too busy with other things. And then I come to the show and
I'm
totally clueless.
So
I'm much better at staying informed than Ian is.
Yeah.
It's true. 855, thank you. 855 453. Now, maybe you've got something you want to add to this discussion. And I think we should come back around to a topic because I feel like we left it dangling due to some calls that came in. And that was the positive mental attitude stuff. Mark, okay. You had said that it was a life changing experience for you,
sure.
Coming to this idea of considering appreciation, of taking the time out to appreciate the good things that you have in your life, the people that have helped you. You know,
I'm a sucker for those inspirational quotes that used to go on walls about 10 years ago, or you know, even farther back than that. Love those things. Got to say, I like all that stuff.
Let's come back and discuss this further. I think it is really important. And even if it's not going to necessarily make you successful from a business standpoint, it will certainly make you more positive. Right. And if you are more positive in general, you might be more likely to go out and put out 10 more job applications or 20 more than you would otherwise. Or, you know, it has things that it can manifest that are very good for you. More coming up at 855 450 free.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ha ha.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control at 855-453. Successful habits. Because there are unsuccessful habits.
Yeah,
you don't want to have
those.
The don't list. The two don't list. This is my big takeaway from this. Because, you know, I like the positive mental attitude and thinking about appreciation. Those things I do. And I'm sure that that's...
But I think it's important to keep them fresh in your mind and kind of revisit lists like this. Because most of this, with the exception of the to-don't list, I am well aware of. But do I necessarily do them all the time? And could I use a refresher?
Oh, yeah.
Is it helpful? Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a lot of this content we've covered over the years, but I agree with you. It doesn't hurt individually for someone who's familiar with some of this to hear it again. And there are people listening to our show that may have never heard this stuff before. You know, a lot of these tips, if you take these to heart, let's say you're a young listener of Free Talk Live, maybe you're 16, 17 years old, something like that. You implement stuff like this now into your life, and you'll have a much more successful, happy, well-adjusted adulthood afterwards, I think.
I mean, you know, I've got longer for it to work.
There are a lot of people who will come across this information in their 40s or 50s or something like that, and they'll all say, man, if I only knew this stuff when I was 20.
Yeah, I think that your 20s are typically the decade where you kind of discover yourself and figure out who you are and who you want to be. And I think that having habits like these, developing habits like these early in your 20s is definitely going to improve your life.
I think you can do it sooner than that. I don't think there's any reason why, you know, if I were raising a family, I'm not, I would be inculcating ideas like this from as early as possible. I mean, as young as possible, as early as possible. Have a young person who is positive and has a good outlook on the future and good habits. I mean, these are good things to cultivate from early on, and it's only going to be a good thing for you.
I agree.
Stuff. Let's talk about the positive affirmations. I had suggested earlier that it seems kind of silly, right? You talk to yourself about things that are, you know, whether it's inside your head or however you do it. I suppose some people speak them out loud as well.
Sometimes if I'm really trying to change like a bad habit, I will put post-it notes or something in places where I can see them, like in the bathroom mirror, for example, or on my computer at work, so that I am seeing it first thing in the morning and kind of reminding myself of it.
I actually wrote down the things that I appreciate at one point, and I will go back to that list to review them. A lot of times I can just kind of remember, you know, what the list
is. You've reviewed it enough times.
But, yeah. But generally, it's good to be explicit about the things that you appreciate. It keeps you in a positive mindset as opposed to, there's always, you know, nasty things you can look at in the world. There's always, you know, the world's full of contrast. And so, you know, that contrast can include terrible, horrible stories of death and destruction and pain. And, you know, that's fine. It's good to know what the news is. I mean, one of the suggestions was be, you know, worldly and be aware
of
things that
least favorite
that are going on out there. But you can drown in that. You can get lost in that, and it's easy to despair.
Especially if you host a nationally syndicated talk show where you talk about issues.
Right.
Well, how many times do you see on someone's Facebook wall something like, oh, the human race, you know, is doomed. I have no hope for the human race.
FML.
Yeah.
Which means
and just,
F my life.
Right. And just really negative things like that. I don't like when I see people write things like that, that there's no hope for the human race. And it sort of imply that all of us by nature are just terrible because of the actions of a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't find that
all
acceptable
the evidence
at all.
Is to the contrary. I mean, the evidence.
It seems to be cool, like somewhere along the line, to be cynical has become cool. Now, I know a lot of people would call me cynical. I would consider myself to be skeptical of many things, but I don't think that this is the same attitude at all. Plus, I consider myself to be an optimist. When I look at the world, I think that things are possible. I think that
things are getting better, I think.
I think things are getting better, and I think that things are possible, that it's possible to do these things. I don't look at any of this stuff as impossibilities. Yes, I try to look things realistically, but at the same time, I believe it's possible for humans to change these things.
Yeah, absolutely. So taking
the negative things can be louder, and they hurt more, so obviously it's a lot easier to focus on them than it is to focus on all of the positive things that take place in the world or in your life.
Yeah, I think that it's worth the effort to put in, and it takes effort because, as we were discussing, the negative road is an easy road to take.
I think the negative is the default.
Yeah, I think, and I don't know if it's supposed to be. I mean, it seems like that's the way it is, but is that only because we live in a kind of a negative culture and that we're in, you know, we're influenced by that?
I think that that has some effect, but I think it also might be sort of instinctual to focus on negative things because at one point in time you were trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there may be some instinct in there, and I don't have any proof, that's just my opinion, but I think that when you are running from beasts and your brain alerting you to negative things around you was important to your survival.
It's true.
I mean, it's hold water.
It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
So 855, 453, more responses from you on Facebook to the question, what are your successful morning habits and what makes you productive? Let's continue with a few of those. Brian Hagen says, cigarettes, biscuits, and gravy.
Oh, God.
Joseph Valeria says, get up and go to work. Dalton Adair, Chi Kung. I'm going to presume that's some kind of a martial arts thing, but it could be food of some sort.
It should
Chi Kung, Chikung.
It could be a dirty word in some of the language we're not familiar with.
Clappy Clapsalot says, not killing myself the night before while thinking about what I have to do the next day. And
that is not positive.
Jana Bartholomew says, getting up and exercising. If I don't exercise in the morning, it won't get done. And so, yeah, so I said, I don't know if Facebook was the right place to ask the question.
Oh, but anyway.
855, 450 free allows you to take control. I think positive affirmations are really important. For me, it was a big step in my life. It felt weird at first doing it because I wasn't used to doing that. You know, I was just used to waking up and rolling into whatever, and sometimes I still do. Like, if I get up at 9 a.m. or whatever, and I've got to make calls at 9 a.m., I make the calls, and then I might take a break at noon or something like that, and then take some time out to focus on those positive things. I don't think it matters so much the time of day at which you do it. I think it just matters that you do it on a regular preferably daily basis. But the morning could be useful because it gets it in front of everything else.
Well, I think that the way that you feel when you wake up is humongous for setting the tone of your day. Have you ever noticed that if you wake up and if you stub your toe, it seems like everything goes wrong that day, right? And you just have a really bad day. So I think that there's some benefit to waking up before 9 o'clock. So let's say you wake up at 7 and you have a healthy breakfast and you take a walk around the block and you think about some nice things that you appreciate. I think the suggestion is that it starts the day on the right tone.
I have to agree. I think that the getting up a little early and doing the exercise and having the meal and those kind of things really do make for a better day. It's the one thing I've certainly struggled most of my life with, getting up on time. I've always
I will never give up.
A just in time kind of guy. Hair's wet when I get to work, that kind of thing.
Me too. But I will never give up. This is one of my life goals, and I will never give up.
Well, I look at my son, and he just wants to be up in the morning.
Kids have energy. It's kind of not fair.
I don't know if they're all this way, the 5:30 rise and shine kind of thing. It's like, good Lord, where did you get these genes from?
In my experience, kids have a lot more energy than adults, which really isn't fair because kids don't need to do as much as adults. So I think it should be the other way around. Like, kids are really lazy.
You just think the things you're doing is more important than the things they're doing. But they're doing their jobs by playing. And that
sure, of course. I'm not discounting that, but I wish I had a child's energy.
There, Truckin' Tim says, a big breakfast, ice cold, Dr. Enough, and a cigar. Works like a charm.
This is on Twitter.
Yep. Auntie Jingoist says, checking Reddit in the morning with a big tongue sticking out thing.
Julia, you were into the Reddit
thing. No, I'm not into the Reddit thing. This is a common misconception.
I said you were.
No, not really.
You checked through like 5,000 subreddits.
Oh, yeah, no. So one night I was bored, and I think I might have been drinking, and this is one of my other resolutions, by the way, to stop saying I'm bored, because that's stupid.
Yeah.
So, but I was looking, I decided I wanted to look through all of the subreddits, and I didn't know how many there were at the time, and I was just looking through pages and pages of the weirdest freaking subreddits ever, and I got through about 5,000, and then looked it up.
In one night?
Yeah, and then I discovered that there's 70,000, so I gave up that quest. But I did learn some interesting, not-so-great things.
Which we won't share with you tonight.
No.
But we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Oh, by the way, Julia does a show on Sundays called Puke and the Gang. You can check it out at pukeandthegang.com. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.